Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Shonky Lab. I'm Elton, and joining me is my wonderful guest producer, is Mr. Lee Metcalf. How are you doing, sir?
I'm feeling wonderful.
Yeah, good stuff.
Not often I get told I'm wonderful, but
well, you
I'll
know,
take it.
It was the first word that popped into my head, so take it.
I'll take it where I can get it.
And we are live on Twitch again. I know, trying this thing out.
It's scary. I've never done this.
I still don't understand Twitch. I know there are bits. I know there are followers. I know there are subscribers. I'm not interested in any of that, really.
Yes. I don't know how it works either.
Yeah. And I'm really worried about my internet, but the poor connection as well. So,
yeah.
People in the chat, could you just let us know if this is terrible or not? Because I can see a thing flashing up saying connection issues already, and I'm guessing that they're going to be having...
Yeah, low latency toggles. Oh, it's all gone. This is video buffering. Oh, God.
Oh, God. It started already, isn't it?
It has. It's all gone horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts.
Well, there you go. It's all good. It's all going well. It's all going well.
Ah, okay.
I wasn't going to go straight for the beer right away, but I think I might.
I can't drink that stuff.
What, this?
Yeah, that gives me... Yeah, that makes me grumpy.
Does it?
Yeah, I can't drink that at all.
Oh, well, this is my first go with it, so...
It's nice.
And can we not get some sponsorship or something? Oh, there we go. Whey! Ta-da! Look at that.
We can try, but the way my internet is acting at the moment, it's just going to be like a pixelated bottle.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't matter. It's I'm not even going to look at the Twitch. I'm just going to leave it alone. Drink my beer.
It's a failed experiment, but at least we tried.
I wouldn't say failed. Just needs work.
My internet definitely needs work. But we're here to do Shonky Lab. We are here to talk about video game controllers and other stuff as well. Now, if the people in the chat room can hear us, tonight we are giving away New Year's honours as well. So if you want a New Year's honour, let us know and we will bestow it upon you as well.
Yes.
Because we're still in January. We're still allowed to do these sort of things. I've had a word with Liz, and she says, yes, it's fine. Go ahead with it. So,
yes,
Mr. Metcalf, would you like a New Year's honour?
Yes, in service. Do I get to pick my honour, or do you just
No, you get to pick it. What would you like? You can have a sir, you can have an OBE, you can have an MBE, you can have a lordship.
I think I'll go for a sir. I think Sir Lee Metcalf would be
You're
good.
Going for because, the big, big
Yeah,
one.
because it suits me as well. It's Sir Lee Metcalf.
Sir Lee of Surly. Metcalf.
No, Sir Lee Metcalf.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay.
As in, right. Yeah, he's surly. Ah. Oh.
Let me
Never mind.
I will write this down. I don't know why I will write this down, but
Do I get for services to, I don't know, cotton buds or something, or what's the
services of throwing DVDs into the road?
In service of saving science fiction one DVD at a time by throwing Star Trek 5 under a bus, literally.
Oh, was that the film?
Star Trek 5.
I nearly spilled my tea. I couldn't remember. I know it was like a the orcs wouldn't be happy with that.
Yeah, I know. Well, they made me watch it for Black Dog. And then I took it out into the street after watching it and threw it into the street, and it got destroyed by a lorry coming around the corner. And then the case was run over by a bus.
Fair enough.
Hmm.
I can't say any better than
I photographed it. I filmed it. It's there. It's dead. But anyway, so Sorry, I just keep going back to the Twitch every now and again and sort of seeing how far we are, how far we're delayed. It is still working, by the way.
Right. I keep seeing the connection thing dropping in and out. But, you know, look, we're here. We're going to try it.
Yeah.
It is an experiment. Unfortunately, I live in the sticks and I have a full house at the moment who are siphoning off the internet. If I just lived on my own and I had internet, it'd be great. But we have to share these things around. And there's only so that the pipe is very narrow and there's a lot of water that wants to get down that pipe.
Look, you keep that between you and your proctologist, mate. That's nothing to do with me. Your urologist will take care of that, I'm sure. That's fine. Nice. We don't need to know that.
Cool. So we are here to talk about controllers. I've been wanting to do this one for a while. And I have issues with certain controllers. I have my favorites. I'm sure you have your favorites as well. I have some that ruined my GCSEs to the point where I got terrible GCSE results.
Don't blame the tools. Don't blame your tools, mate. Don't blame your tools. That's what I'm saying. You didn't. The controller didn't stand you there and say, "Play me, play me." You couldn't do that, mate. You were like, "Oh, I must play this game."
I have no self-control. I think that's been proved over many years that I have no self-control whatsoever. Unfortunately.
How is that Game Boy thing that your Game Boy TV surround that you're building? Is that good?
Game Boy TV surround.
You saw a picture of it online a couple of weeks ago.
Wasn't that amazing?
Wasn't it?
That was incredible.
I thought that was going to be your next step, you see. You got no self-control. We're talking about game controllers. I thought we were going to come in and look at the back of your Twitch stream and see a big Game Boy about 4 foot by 5 foot on the back of your wall.
Up there? Yes, I would love to do that.
There you go. That's YouTube. That's your next YouTube project sorted out for the next 6 months.
Oh, jeez. I haven't got the money to do anything like that. I'd love to do something like that.
MDF, well, grey paint, you're all right.
I'd be bringing all this wood back and it'd be like, oh, are we getting shelves somewhere? Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Why have I spent why does it say on this balance sheet that you spent 150 quid on vinyls to make the Game Boy logo? What's that all about?
Oh, hang on. I've got a message.
Go on.
Darren asking for a link. Hang on a minute. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Was he supposed to turn up at 9 o'clock?
Probably, yeah. How do I do the link now? Oh, hang on.
Do you want me to send that one that's in the chat?
Yeah, in my send chat. That to him. I'm wondering if he will be able to join this or not, though. That's the thing.
I guess the question is, do you want him to join?
My contract stipulates I have to answer yes.
Yeah, of course. It's fine. I'm just, hold on, I'm going to copy the link. Darren for you. This makes a fantastic podcast, by the way, mate. I'm so glad.
This is what it is now. This is how we kind of roll. We roll on very poor video quality, pixelated to high heaven.
This is good because we're talking about, like, you know, chats and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about controllers. And I think all the controllers we're going to discuss are sort of back from when YouTube looked like this.
Right, hang on. I'm going to do some jiggery pokery.
This is going.
Hello.
Well. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Am I coming through on video?
Yes, you are. Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Yeah. I need to.
All we need is Jim, and then we can do this week's podcast.
I was going to say, what is this? Is this like another? Is this the episode we were supposed to do this week? A black dog.
I was going to say it's a backdoor black dog, but that just
back
sounds
door
wrong.
Black dog, eh?
Ooh. I can't.
Sounds
remember.
Very wrong.
So if I do
certainly
that,
does.
He's doing stuff, Dal.
I'm going to have to move you over there.
Is he having a fiddle?
Years.
I'm trying to have a fiddle, yes.
Shut this fucking Mac down.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Oh, my God, what is going on? Why does it all go technically wrong?
Darren, what have you done?
What have you
What do you mean, what have I done?
Hang on, hang
what,
on.
What do you mean? I've not done anything.
This is going well, Elton. I'm liking this new Twitch technology.
I know, it's going to catch on, man.
Do you think?
I hope so.
So can right. I just ask, right? Does everybody else's flat looks like a fucking tornado's gone through it and they've angled the camera to the best looking angle so they can't nobody can see the floors or the kitchen kitchen countertops and stuff like this? Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I'm going for the BBC interviewee look, which is to have a load of stuff looks like books. And really, they are actually like copies of Akira and like various copies of Preacher and a Lego thing. But it looks like I'm being learned.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? You know,
yeah.
Unless you've got they zoom in and see Roger Melly's Profanosaurus.
That's up there, luckily, just out of shot. And there's my N7 Valkyrie sitting over there.
Or that present you got from John Landis, the Big Book of Butts. That one.
That's just out of shot over there.
Just that one there.
Just that one.
By there. The land of the Jawas.
Mm. Don't knock the land of the Jawas, mate. That got me. That got me.
It brought us many days of fun, I'm sure. Ah, the days of one-armed exercises. See this hand, right? It's as weak as a kitten, but I can fucking tip a bus over with this one.
I can crush a swan with this one.
I can stop a charging bull with this. I tell you,
just by.
Want to know my secret? I'm always wanking. I mean, I'm always angry. Fuck. Mm.
Off to Robin Pattinson's mermaid shed again.
Oh, here we go. Yeah,
there we go. I think we're done.
We're on. We're going live.
Hang on. I've got to save.
You know what? I can't get into the settings on this because if I could zoom the camera in a bit more and just, you know, I wouldn't have to sit at such a dodgy angle. Honestly, I think I've lost feeling in my legs the way I'm sitting at the minute. My toes have gone blue.
Well, anyway.
Well, it's looking better.
Yeah.
Although slightly pixelated, it's looking better than last week's. I don't know whether it's actually going out onto the internet correctly.
It is. It is going out.
It is going we're out. Live. So now there should be three screens and mm-hmm. we're in different...
Yes.
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 Wicked. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank God. Okay, cool.
Do we need to check it out on, like, you know... Twitch because I've got Twitch on. Have you?
Because I might put it on. Here we go. How about this for a segue? I might put it on my PlayStation 5.
I think it's just a PlayStation 4 that's been prettied up. That's all. I think that's what it is.
Well,
because you know, I don't think they actually do the emblem written in crayon, Lee. So you've found out
it was written in blood. After we finished,
it's on a sheet of A4, PS5.
Yeah. Anyway, go on, Elton. Go on, take control. It's you. I'm the host.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This happened last week. It's very reminiscent of last week. I get road shot over by Darren and Lee. And it happened last week, didn't it? So
I wasn't on last week.
But no, another Lee other was.
Oh, right.
This is like one of those plays where one of the main actors goes off and then the understudy comes in and takes over.
It was, Lucy Robinson in Neighbours.
Yeah, exactly. The part of Lucy Robinson this week. Rough night, Lucy. you could say that, yes.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway. So we're here to talk about controllers. Darren, have you got a controller at your hand? Look at him frantically looking.
Yes, I do. I've got one right here.
Spot the man who hasn't actually.
Hold on, it's on the table right back there. Shall I go and get it?
You do need it. Yes,
I do.
You do. Mm. Yes.
Oh,
Because we have to do the obligatory Twitch pose, so it looks like we're playing video games.
Yeah.
Oh, the.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, and then you can do a thumbnail with a red circle around it and an arrow, and you can put it on YouTube as well. Get hundreds of hits just by having a red circle on something.
Just if you're doing a thumbnail, right? If you want to sell this, and this is a way of doing it, apparently, and this is what I hear a lot of YouTubers do. They find that if their video doesn't have a thumbnail of them gurning at the camera in some way, right? Yeah, like that. Yeah, like a reaction shot. The video doesn't get that many views. You know that? Cheap and cheerful way of getting the people in is to look like you're having a stroke, right? For the episode. Right.
The Helen Daniels maneuver. Yeah.
Not the lighthouse type of stroke, of course, but yeah, the neighbours Helen Daniels stroke.
Freeze on that neighbours. That's all they did. They just froze on that bit.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Do some gurning so I can screen capture this and we can use this.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
Amazing, right. amazing podcast material, this. When someone can't see shit.
We've all got faces for radio. That's what it is. Let me go and get my
Please, Darren. Thingy. Please do.
Right, yeah.
Please do.
I'm glad he's joined up with a complete brief of why he was here.
He's such a knob, isn't he? He really is a massive bellend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, God bless him. I mean, you know, I tell you what, on one hand, it's good because it's inclusive enough to be caring the community.
It is. I feel like we're doing a service for him.
Yeah.
There's bits all coming off.
Diversity in your podcasting, mate.
There we go.
Really just needs a cow bolt.
Oh. It's not three old white blokes. It's three old white blokes, but one of them
is Robert Patterson Smith. There we go.
He's the one in the middle that we hold the hands of, isn't he?
Oh, look
so what, at that. What is that then? What controller do you have there, Darren?
This is an Xbox controller that I did build myself, actually.
Xbox what though?
Xbox One. Not an Xbox S, not an Xbox Z, not an Xbox T. Not an Xbox Mr. T, which pities the fool. None of that. It's just a normal Xbox One. But this is one that I cobbled together from two different controllers. I took them both apart and put the good bits together and created that. And it works wonderfully. Thank you very much. And that's £70 or £60. I've just saved myself from doing that. So there we go. All good.
Blimey, £70 for a bloody Xbox controller.
Yeah.
Is it £70 for an Xbox controller?
No, it's about 50, £60.
I was going to say. One of those.
But these ones have got all the bells and whistles on it now. They'll hook up to anything. They'll hook up to an Xbox. They'll hook up to a Bluetooth connection. So, yeah, they've gone and shoved all that technology in there.
Cool.
Not that it's got the Bluetooth bit anymore, because I've put my original controller gubbins in there that work. It's just the casing for the original ones finally started falling apart. It's disintegrating. So, yeah, there you go.
Cool.
Nice.
Right.
I am CEX. Bring me your controller repairs.
So, going around the table, because we do now have a table that we can see around.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we do. First controller memories, not keyboards or anything like that, maybe a mouse, but
first
proper controller memories of this is different, isn't it?
I can tell you what that is, and it's probably the same as Lee, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's the Kempston joystick for the ZX Spectrum. Kempston joystick, the much prized Kempston joystick. They were one of the best makers of joysticks way back then.
With micro switches.
Oh, with micro switches. And it had the proper grip on it with a button on the front, a button on the top. And if you were lucky, you had the Pro Edition, which had two buttons on the bottom of it as well.
And suckers, so you could put it on the table.
And suckers. Who could forget that?
Yeah.
So,
that was your first one.
Those were the first ones, yeah.
I didn't Google anything, though.
No, okay.
I've just thought, sorry.
Go on.
Even further back in time.
Okay.
Now, you remember the very first consoles that came out, which were the bat and ball game.
Pong.
Stuff like that.
The little
Pong,
dial.
Like that.
On right? the Atari?
No, not on the Atari. No. You see, I had a Binatone gaming system, right? Okay. Which is this small console thing, and it had variations of bat and ball on it. And I with it as well. So, what would happen is...
What on earth is happening with your fire?
I don't know. I don't know what is happening.
Darren, that's Darren, isn't it? Right. Darren, there's something wrong with your microphone.
There is?
Not now.
Has it righted itself?
It's righted itself. It was like an electrical fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. It's happening again.
Yeah, that's because...
we can't hear you. All you're doing is going... Right, okay. While he's doing that, this is going well. While he's doing that...
Yep.
I know exactly what Darren's talking about, the Binatone. It was like two paddles with dials in them, and one of the paddles had an aerial lead that went in the back of the telly.
Right, okay.
And that was playing Pong, and then you'd have Squash, which was basically Pong, but it didn't go off the screen and it just bounced back at you.
Yeah.
So you kind of like that. And then there was doubles. So you had two paddles.
Yep.
On one side and two on the other.
Right. Okay.
And just to follow on from that, my first controller was the Atari Pong.
Yep.
Which was just the dial. But then it was followed up by the trackball for Missile Command.
Trackball for Missile Command.
Now, you know the game Missile Command?
Yeah.
Where the missiles go splat like that. Mm-hmm. There used to be an actual thing, which was just a block, and it had a ball in it. And the ball was, it felt like it was about the size of a, it felt like it was like this kind of size.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was, you know, probably tiny hands. It probably was half the size. But the idea was to move the cursor around. You had to roll it. Roll it in different directions.
I think I played a very similar thing in a pub. I'm sure they had a similar sort of thing.
It probably would have been a pub one as well. But it was the worst bit about it was the gap between the ball and the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You'd spin it and you'd always catch a little bit of skin in the gap because you go too fast. You go, and the ball carries on going around and your fucking bit of skin on your hand gets caught in the gap.
Yeah.
You used to have little tiny pinch marks all around your hand because you were rolling it too fast.
They had a similar thing in one of the pubs we used to go to for a golf game where you would just smack it forwards and then drag it back to get like the spin back of the ball. That was brilliant though.
Anyway, Elton.
Yes.
What controller was your first controller?
My first controller. What would it have been? I grew up with Acorn Electron. So I didn't even have a joystick on the Acorn Electron. So I think it was my friend's Atari system, you know, the wood paneled Atari system that they had.
The 2600.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And they had the steering wheel, which was quite cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the little joystick as well.
Was that for pole position?
Pole position and tank. Tank was really good on it.
Combat.
Was it combat?
Yeah. Well, you had your tanks. You used to be able to turn it sort of, and then you push forward and you turn it by left and right.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And you could do the planes as well, couldn't you?
That's combat. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think that was my very first time with like a controller type thing. But I suppose the actual controllers as we know them today would have been the Nintendo Entertainment System around my friend's house.
Oh, yeah.
And
with
that
the
was...
the D-pad and the two buttons.
Yeah, and it's a classic controller to have in your hands, isn't it? It's it's iconic. People have phone cases like that now. People have, fridges like it, and TV stands and tables and coffee tables. It is all over the place. It's the
coffee
thing.
Tables.
Yeah. People have made coffee tables out of that D-pad, like a big full-size thing.
Bloody hell.
They look gorgeous. I wouldn't have one in my front room, but they look gorgeous.
Yeah, they're good if you're a 25-year-old bachelor who's unlikely to see a partner anytime within the next decade. Yeah,
exactly,
it's great.
Yeah. it's a fun niche thing for 5 years, isn't it?
Oh yeah. 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 One, the first thing you get when you move out of your parents' house into a flat.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes. Yeah. And then you realize, well, hang on, my friends have got to come round and see this. And they're like, oh, that's really cool for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you never have it again.
And then they put their coffee on top of the button and it just falls off. And you're like, oh, this is fucking impractical. This is terrible. This is. this looks great, but I can't use it. You're putting your coffee on it. Your plates are kind of wobbling on all the buttons. And, oh, who put a bloody select button there? I just want to sit there and put my feet up. Oh,
there's just a big dirty mess around the coffee table, isn't there, where things are slipped off.
Gravy and tea stains all around all the buttons. Just all built up.
Looks horrible. But yeah, I suppose that would be like the first controller I went with. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Did we get yours? I'm guessing we got yours. I can't remember.
Well,
my first one was
Pong.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was the Missile Command.
Oh, the Missile Command. Yes. Yeah.
Spinny trackball.
Yep.
But the one that I think a lot of people would have had, I mean, Darren mentioned the Quick Shot, but the first one was the Atari with that rubber handle that kind of creaked. That little rubber sort of looked like a sucker, didn't it? With a little one button
That's
on a big
right,
square
yes.
base on the 2600.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes. And you knew that if you shook it too much, chances are it was dead. It was as good as dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that. And then after that, what was it? A friend of mine, Terry Day, had an Intellivision, a Coleco Intellivision.
Okay.
Well, I think in the States it was called a ColecoVision. And that looked a bit like the NES, except you held it vertically. So you had buttons and you had like a little tiny miniature joystick thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, cool. Then it was all the Spectrums of the 64. So that was the Kempston joystick and the Quick Shot joystick with the big buttons on it.
That's like the iconic joystick with the big red buttons, like the trigger button and the thumb button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's no coincidence that it came out around about the same time as Top Gun did.
Of course.
So everyone was like,
playing Afterburner.
While playing Afterburner. Yeah. Well, you never had Afterburner on C64. You're having a lot. Well, it did
but
it probably would have taken about 12 hours to load and wouldn't have looked anything like Afterburner.
It wouldn't have come out on a C90 cassette. It would have been on VHS tape.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. It would have looked like someone had got a shotgun full of Lego and just fired it at your face.
Yeah.
This controller, though, I had for about a week and then I gave up on the game and it became utterly useless. Now, I'm going to see if I can actually show you this on my screen rather than you Googling it.
Yeah.
Can you see that? That's one controller.
That's one controller?
Yep. Three pedals.
Yep.
Two joysticks and a bank of buttons.
Yep.
Here and an emergency eject button over here, and over here is like an accelerator sort of handle for a game called Steel Battalion.
Okay.
On the original Xbox, and I'm not talking about the 360, I'm talking about the old, big, chunky first Halo game Xbox, the one that was bright, one that was black, but we had the bright green ring and had a controller that was like a dinner plate that you could kill a man with.
Yeah, yeah.
And Steel Battalion had this thing where you had a controller for, I think it's a controller for the body, which was moving this mech because you were in this mech, and then it had a controller for the torso, so you could rotate the torso of the thing, and then it had this accelerator. And then it had all these buttons at the front for choosing different weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It was like properly in a game. You know, you were properly in it. The only problem was it also had a thing which was which was if you died in the game, it deleted your save.
Oh,
mm.
That's naughty.
Yeah. So in your control panel that was, I mean, it was pretty big. But I mean, it was like good 2 foot long. But in the controller, you had a little red switch that you could flick up and eject yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ejected, there was like a 50-50 chance that you'd be killed ejecting or you'd survive. So if your mech got into trouble, it'd be like the old helicopter, you know, when you see it in the films, you know, where they go click, 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 click.
Yeah.
You flick this thing up and you go, bang, and then you sort of eject your character and you're like, I bloody hope I saved. And it's, yeah. Or you'd be back to square one and having to go through the tutorial again and go, so, no.
How expensive was that? Because that's like foot pedals
back then it was 120 quid.
Jeez.
Not including the game.
That's mad. That's like buying flight sim stuff nowadays, isn't it? It's like buying all the pedals and stuff like that.
Yep. Though saying that, have you seen some of the flight sim stuff that you can get now?
I have, and it looks incredible.
It was that mechanical seat that's like, that comes, you sort of sit in it, kind of, and it pulls you in, and the screens come down an arm, and Christ.
I've seen, it's a guy who's got a flight sim in his spare room and he's got like this big surround screen and it's for the A10 and all he does is fly the A10 around all the time, but it looks so good. It looks incredible. You could just lose yourself in that as if like, well, I don't really have a job. I get paid to fly this around, don't I?
Yeah.
It looks incredible.
Funny enough, you say that, because someone obviously does get paid for this sort of thing, because I see on Reddit, I go on Reddit a lot now,
mm-hmm.
and Reddit has like a stream service, and basically people can essentially pay to see more of the stream.
Yep.
So a stream will come up and it's got like 30 minutes or whatever free.
That never happened to this stream at the moment with the quality of output at the moment. Not from us, but from my internet itself.
Don't put yourself down. Yeah. I'm sure people will pay pennies to keep this live. I've got bottle cap. I'll throw it forward. But no, so there's a guy who actually comes on, and when he comes on, hold on, what's this? Is this Darren?
I think this is Darren, yeah.
Can you hear me? No. We cannot.
No.
But I presume you can hear us. So there's a guy who actually comes on the stream on Reddit and he actually flies a 747 commercial jet.
Right.
In flight sim. There he is. There he is. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Can.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Brilliant. Would you like to know what I'm using?
Go on.
I'm using an official, and this counts as a controller, actually. I don't know if you can see the markings on it. Look.
What? Karaoke machine?
No, it's a fucking official Rock Band microphone. A Rock Band. I've got one for the Rock Band on the Xbox, which has got about 3 billion songs on it.
Are you able to turn that Rock Band mic down just a smidgy-widgy?
I can do for you, Elton.
There we go.
There we go. Let's just go in here and
that's
turn
cool.
it down.
Whatever you're doing there.
I haven't done anything.
Okay,
done anything.
We'll just stay like that.
I'm just about to. There we go. Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, there we go. Is that better?
That's cool.
Right, good. Okay.
Cool.
I won't push this boost button then.
No. Don't push the boost button.
No. You already blasted the wax out of my ears last time with that last thing.
Fantastic
the hell that was.
Video casting there. Yes, it was.
What bloody hell happened to your mic?
I'll show you, right?
No,
this is the other one. Look, it's the bit on the bottom. The rubber bits come away, and so I've got to get a new one of these. So hopefully I'll have one before we do Black Dog on Tuesday.
XLR.
So, XLR's
broken. Oh.
Yeah, I'll just get another one. From
cool.
It was like on. That bit when Pepper Potts reaches into Iron Man's chest to get the wire out.
I wonder what the fuck you were going to say there, Owen. I thought,
Hang on.
Reaches into Iron Man's.
Can we just take a second to acknowledge the fact that Elton actually quoted something of Marvel at us.
Oh, yep. Fuck, he did, didn't he?
Yep.
Mister, I'm not going to be and not going to do superheroes. I don't like that shit.
Well, I thought I'd lower myself to, you know, so you guys would know exactly what I was on about.
You fucking hipster.
You patronising twat. Well, that's it for me. Bye.
He's been a fan.
And all cameras go off. Whoop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Finally got the sound working, they've all gone. Hello, guy. Oh.
That's it. We all got the ump. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you can join us now, Darren. That's excellent
Thank you.
Stuff.
On my Mad Cats rock band microphone. Official.
Nice.
Maybe nice. I could use it while I'm using my Tassimo by Bosch.
Don't start blucking promoting that here. I'm trying to get sponsorship from Moretti on here, you see. Well, actually, unfortunately, the bottles are very small. I got through this one pretty quick.
Anyway, we've got about an hour left.
we've done nothing.
Controllers, we haven't done any, yes. Really.
Okay, right. So, yes, going back to what I said before, the first controller I had, right, was on a console that had nothing but bat and ball games on it. So yep. I haven't got it here at the moment, but it was a little black box with a dial in the middle of it, and that was it.
Yeah,
no buttons on it. It was just that. So, you know, you had to literally move in front of things to play the game.
Right.
So what variation of moving in front of a white dot am I going to play today? But, I mean, back then, it was like the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Mm.
You know, there we go.
Yeah, we were simpler times. We were dumb.
Simpler times. I've brought another controller over here for another bit, but we'll
go on.
Here it is.
Oh, go on.
Okay, so this is one of the other controllers that I've got. Lee's probably already mentioned this one, but this is possibly the longest running game console ever. The one that stayed in circulation for the longest, had the longest run with games and stuff like that.
Okay.
And that not your fleshlight, is it?
PlayStation 2.
Hey.
And if you look it up, it is the one that had, out of any console going, it's the one that's outlasted just about every single one on the market. Even the
DualShock.
Yep. There we go. The DualShock controller. That was the one when we first got it. It is. Mm. It is a fantastic piece of kit. It's really, really good. It's the one that I think just about every other gaming joypad and everything else is now based on. Right. Yes. There you go. There's the modern equivalent. On
yeah, that's
one.
The PlayStation 4. That's the yep. PlayStation 4 Pro one.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, so
I mean, that hasn't really changed that much.
That means it? I need to hold mine up as well. Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, Team PlayStation, ooh. See?
There you go, see? There you go. I've still got my PlayStation 2.
Actually, here we go. This will get us some sponsorship from PlayStation. Everyone put theirs up. Go on.
All right. Put theirs up, madam.
Oh, see? Right. Because okay. you got PlayStation 2,
oh, yeah.
PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5. There you go. See? Car, sponsorship. Synergy.
Ooh.
Woo.
Ooh.
Woo. There you go.
Can we just have a little moment of doing this?
Well, the YouTube thing.
Yeah, for Twitch. Hang on a second.
going, there, why are we doing this again? This isn't exactly...
I know. As if anyone's listening to... I think everyone's bailed on this, to be honest. But
I think it's only fair.
Yeah.
Do you want me to turn the bright... Do you want to get a really good funny photograph of me? I could turn the brightness right up on the light here. So
no, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything.
All it is eyebrows and a beard.
Can I be controversial then with the controller things?
Go on.
The Xbox controller.
Yes.
Which one?
I don't like it.
Which one, though?
Okay, well, I've...
You're welcome to your opinion. Next.
I have many opinions on it, but I definitely didn't like the original Xbox.
The one that was big and circular like a dinner plate.
I was going to say, it's called the dinner plate.
Okay. And the 360, I don't like it. Various reasons. Number one.
The 360 S-Bird is a fucking genius.
I don't like it.
It's the most comfortable controller.
Very, very tough. Very tough controllers.
Because, number one, you have to buy either a battery pack for it or batteries. Now, come on, who's putting AA batteries in their controller? That's ridiculous.
Let's flip that, shall we? Okay. Yeah, the PlayStation 3 controller, right? Yeah. Your battery goes on it, you have to buy a whole entire new controller. What would you rather pay out for?
I've never had one die on me.
No, there are people who have. My one went. My PlayStation 3 controller. I've had to keep it. If I ever played it, it was always on the wire because the battery's gone. So fuck paying a God knows how much for a second air or for a new controller. I'd rather have it. You can remove the batteries from it. Have they changed that on the new PlayStation?
No. In fact, it weighs a ton.
Yeah.
It weighs a ton. Well, I say it weighs a ton, relatively speaking, weighs a ton. And the battery, I tell you what, the battery on this thing, three, 4 hours? No, you can't take it out. Four hours tops. And that's because it's got some weird rumble shit going on inside it, which is very clever, admittedly. Mm. And it's also got some light that goes, it's got a light that kind of travels around the outside of this bit.
Oh, yeah. They're a great design, those ones, especially with the touchpad. The center there, or the whatever they call it. This thing though, the buttons,
the best thing about these is they fight back.
Oh, right. Okay.
So what happens is as you're playing and the harder you're pushing, like there's a game called Deathloop, and if your gun jams, the controller stops your finger from clicking the button until you unjam the gun.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wicked.
So you go, it's not going anywhere, and then all of a sudden you unjam the gun and it goes clink 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 clink, and then you feel the rumble through the controller.
I love that.
Now see, that's really cool, right? That's a good creative use of that technology to be able to do that. You see, that's very, very interactive.
But there's lots of servos running off of that battery though, isn't there? That's the thing.
Yeah. There's a game called Astro's Playhouse that comes with it. And to teach you about the new haptic rumbles, it's got rumble sensors all the way through this thing. So it actually has a thing where you've got a robot inside your controller.
Yeah.
And as you roll it from the side to side, you actually feel it rumble across.
Oh, really?
Like it's rolling around inside the controller. Jesus. So you kind of do that and you can hear it going. And there's a microphone in it. So you can actually hear them all going, yay, woo, as they roll around inside the controller. The controller is probably the best bit of the kit out of the PlayStation 5 kit.
Yeah.
If I could have this on the PlayStation 4 and save myself £400, I would have done.
Yeah.
That's great. But, I love that.
Okay. My problem with the Xbox One is the battery in itself. I didn't like that. I didn't like the way you had that big connection as well to actually charge it up.
It's a single USB.
Yeah, it's lead. A single That's cable all. That comes out the back.
Yeah, yeah, it's a single cable which had like a massive, massive docking thing, didn't it?
On the 360, it did.
Yeah, which I didn't like.
But with that one, the
Star Rail,
it's got just that on the end of it.
Yeah, that's a USB-C, isn't
USB.
It?
No, it's just a normal USB. It's a USB 2.
Okay,
but you can't play. With this, to tell you the truth, if you wanted to turn it into a wired controller, you could do just take the battery out and stick a USB lead in it.
Yeah.
So you can still continue playing it without a battery in it.
But your problem with the PlayStation 3 was you had to put a wire into it all the time.
With this one, because the
batteries wore out.
The battery wore out, right? The battery just went. There was no charge left in that battery at all, and we had to keep using. And this was a USB 1 lead, right? I'm talking about the first USB leads that came out, where the end of it was like a great big gaping sort of, you know, shape at the end of it. I haven't got any of the USB ones here, but those ones are pretty. I had to do it with that. I didn't have to buy a battery for it. I didn't replace the control. I didn't spend any more money on it. But it's like the whole thing of it doesn't give you the choice.
Mm-hmm.
There is a movement in America at the moment that's trying to change all that kind of stuff anyway. It's called the Right to Repair, which has gained some traction over there, where they're trying to force manufacturers of kit to be able to let you open it up and replace various bits, because this doesn't just affect stuff like this. This affects medical equipment as well. There's a very interesting film, I think it was on The Daily Show, about this. Was it companies supplying medical equipment to hospitals, like electronic stuff that used it, like heart monitors and stuff like this? The staff in there, the technical staff, can't get in to repair that stuff. They have to wait for a technician to turn up from the company, because if they don't, they void the warranty. And it's like, well, what do you do? You know? Mm-hmm. So with that kind of thing annoys me, even with little controllers like this. It's like, why can't I get in and replace a battery? Why do I need to send this off to get it replaced? Or why do I need to buy a whole new controller? What's the problem here?
Yeah, you know? I mean, that is the thing. I mean, especially when you look at like the PlayStation 4, the PlayStation 5 controllers, they're all like 50, 60 quid.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Xbox One controller, yeah, this is an Xbox One controller, that still relies on batteries. Look, see this?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a rechargeable battery in that, right? In that one. There we go.
I just don't like the idea of it. You know, I thought we'd moved on from putting double A's into stuff.
But it's still a battery. That's it.
But the thing is, right, especially with the 5 and the 4 controllers, they run out, they've got so much extra shit in them.
Yeah.
Like the touchpad, like the light, this like stupid that light.
Dirty big light at the back as well. Yeah. That's always turned down on mine.
Yeah, which does nothing. I mean, it's like everyone looking at the light on the back of their controller, or are they watching the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, so great. So you've burnt out all your power. This thing would last a tenth of the time of an Xbox One controller. A tenth of the time. And all you do is you put a battery pack in and you have another one on the charge. You switch like that. In this case, you need to have it wired up, or you need to have a second controller charging.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that to me just seems stupid. Whereas the other side of the fence is you've got this, the bloody Wii controller.
The death stick, if you haven't got it, it's all like
aka fuck you telly, I'm playing tennis. Which
get a bowler strike.
which turns into a complete nightmare, because it needs batteries, but everyone puts so much protection stuff around it, like rubber gear and rubber skins around it and bloody handles, that you can't change the battery without a full-on major surgery going on.
But, you know, because of that, it does become ribbed for your pleasure. Yes.
Okay. There are visions popping in my head now. Thank you very much.
This is the new rubberized featherlight touch case from Durex. Oh, look at that.
Is that PSP?
PSP.
Oh, man.
Yeah, PSP. Now, this was something with an analog stick. I don't know if you can see it down there. Analog stick, D-pad, that. It played Wipeout, and you got little shoulder buttons. Oh, and it was chargeable. And I'll tell you what, I had more control over playing Wipeout on this than I do playing the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's a lovely little controller. It's just right hand size.
Is that the one with like the touch thing on the back as well? Or is that the Vita?
No, that That was the Vita.
Right, okay.
No, this is the original.
Oh, with the UHD, is it?
Yeah, that's it. UMD, is it?
UMD, sorry.
I can't see which way around we are. There you go.
Yep.
God, oh, dear. Actually, thinking about
that's
it,
not like Sony to prioritize their own media format, is it?
No, no. Also, the one thing it did do, though, it did make piracy very good with hundreds of these.
Yeah.
little chip I can just stick in there and, oh, look, I've got 65 games.
One other thing, then I will stop bashing on the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
It did feel like I was holding a frog. I didn't quite like the feel
How
of
many
it.
Frogs you held? I think that's the more important question here.
You can see it, can't you? Friday night, you're at home, you know, you're on your Xbox, you're playing The Witcher, Witcher 3, like I'm doing at the minute,
yep.
And you're really enjoying it. All of a sudden, the battery goes, but oh, I haven't got a charging cable. What am I going to do? It's all right, I've got a frog in the back garden. I'll just bring that in, shove a Bluetooth receiver up its ass, and then I'll use that. Oh, here we go, she's much better. Look. And then when I'm done with it, I can chop its legs off and stick them in the fryer. Here we go, lunch. Beautiful.
Oh dear.
It tastes like chicken.
Do you know what I think though? I find the PlayStation 4 and well anything from the I am a PlayStation person, so I've always been with that sort of style thing. Mm-hmm. And I think they have made it better, but there are some aspects of the 4 and possibly the 5 as well, which are worse.
Mm.
And that is that's the triggers on the back. Now, if you're watching a movie and you have the controller next to you and you move slightly, the whole movie jumps like 10 minutes. You're like, oh, and then you like have to work out how to wind it back. You're like, oh, God.
Same
and
then
you put
this
it
one.
Down.
Same problem on this.
Yeah,
right, you okay.
Put it down.
Xbox and PlayStation owners, exactly yep. The same.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where we unite.
You put it down. It slides off the armchair, the arm of the armchair, hits the floor, and jumps forward like 65 minutes, and goes. And the killer is. And you're like, no.
Yep. Yeah. One minute you're watching the sort of like the latest sci-fi blockbuster, and the next minute it's Mrs. Brown's Boys. It's like fucking hell.
That's your excuse, and you'll stick
it
with
it. It is my excuse. Yes.
No, honestly, dear, the controller fell on the floor, and
yes. No, the frog just slipped out of my hands.
Euphemism. Jim's not here. Someone should do it.
Are there any ones that you guys don't like then for any particular reason?
What? Oh, I've got one I really fucking hate right here.
What's that?
The fucking Wii U.
Oh, God.
What the shitting hell is that? It's like, right, okay, so I've got a game.
Big, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you can see what they were trying to do, which is like,
well,
you've got
the Switch. They were trying to get to the Switch, weren't they?
They were trying to get to the Switch.
Can I just ask, is it like a 30-minute battery life on that?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And also, it's got, what was it? It's got a touch screen.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, stylus as well. Okay.
Yeah. And it's got some nice ideas because you can play games where you're like, I don't know, the bad guy and you're on this and then everyone else is on the TV. But the controls, I mean, it's like someone's holding a tea tray with a telly in it. It's just like, oh, God. And it's also got a little camera up there. Don't know if you can see that. So occasionally there's games where it kind of goes, oh, we're going to take a photograph of you and you get this picture, which is essentially...
Yeah, it's 6-year-old Twitch. That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah.
The whole of my Wii U memory card is filled up with photographs of people going.
Because that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you need. Mm. And also, there's this stupid thing here. They've taken. Oh, hold on. Where are we? There you go. Which is a pad for those little models here. Yeah, like these things. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember these.
Oh, is that like these? Yeah, I remember those things.
Oh, right.
They've got like a little circuit in the bottom of them.
But
How do they stay on that?
And you touch them. You touch them to the controller, and then the character changes in the game.
Oh, yep. So you don't have to keep them on there like everyone else does. Like, no, I was going to say, because...
Not like balancing the bloody thing.
Oh, no. Oh, I've nudged Thor off and he's turned into fucking Mickey Mouse.
You've not what? What?
I've knocked Thor off. It's Mickey Mouse.
See, I liked some of the character sculpts, so I kept those and threw the controller away.
Yeah, they really are good, those, like, aren't they?
Yeah, I quite like that. I quite like my Tony Stark. There you go.
Stylized, very, very good. Did those repulsors on the hands light up by any chance when he was on?
No. My wallet lit up.
Oh, your wallet.
As the kids went and bought like half a dozen of those.
Ouch.
Yep.
Yeah. They started off at like £7.99 or something stupid like that.
They're like 50p now. In sort of like, you know, the local pound shop. They're even less than a quid. There you go.
Yeah. Well, actually, Computer Exchange has still got an entire shelf of them. They still sell based on rarity.
What? They're still shifting them, are they?
Yeah, because they didn't make any more. They kind of got so far, Skylanders and all that kind of game.
Skylanders. We had Skylanders, yes.
With the pad.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Starship one as well that came out where you could get a model of a starship and you could buy attachments for it. And that would change your ship, and you could also buy different ships to do the same thing with. And
Well, again, that's all part of this same thing with having batteries built in. It's the whole thing of like trying to monetize your bloody controller.
Yeah,
it's like, oh look, you've got this pad on there, and you can get your Amiibo, which is what they were called, and you can stick them on here and you can play the games but with a different character, so you can't play so it's like physical DLC. You have to go and buy the character to play it in the game. It's already in the game, you just got to unlock it.
Yeah, you just have to unlock
£7 piece of plastic tat.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm.
It's very clever. So. It brings out the collector in the person, doesn't it? You know, you have to get them all, don't you?
And I'll tell you what, the blokes from Nintendo rubbed their hands so fucking much that the friction caused a fire in their offices and was burning to the ground.
Exactly.
This. Mm. Yeah, fine. Whatever, man.
Okay, Darren, what one don't you like then?
What one don't I like? I think it has to be, as much as I thought it was good for what it did, when you tried to play anything other than bowling or tennis with it, it was a bit rubbish. If you tried to play an arcade game with it, nah. And that was the Wii controller. That's it. So it was good for, like, you know, pretending to twat someone over the head with a sword or whatever. Like, you know, I've got a lightsaber, look at me.
Yeah.
Or do those like the exercise games that you could buy, like Zumba or whatever. But try to play, you know, like a
bit of shaky weight.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Now a shaky weight with Jillian Michaels. No. It was only good for that novelty of things like bowling and tennis. It wasn't really much good for controlling anything else.
Hmm. You know? What was the, I mean, does this count as a controller? I guess it does. The Microsoft Kinect.
Yes, it will do, yeah.
God, yeah. I mean, that was fucking awful. That was the worst.
I think the idea of it is really good, and I'm surprised it hasn't been incorporated into each and every TV that you buy nowadays, because you could, in theory, know which people are in the room.
I think me and Darren have gone to exactly the same place.
Okay. Well,
just, you know, like you're sitting there watching your favourite TV program, you sneeze, and all of a sudden you've just got Argentinian channels on your telly. And it's, how the fuck do I switch this back again? What did I do? What was the exact configuration of sneeze that I did?
Yeah.
To just turn the default to Argentina? What was that? Yeah.
the whole you sort of like you scratch your ear and go, oh, time for bed. Next thing you know, it's no. Honestly, I wasn't trying to watch Naked Attraction.
Yeah,
just it. No.
Yeah. Oh, you turn just the yawned. Volume down. Is that what they call it now?
All of a sudden, yeah. Babe Station comes on. You're, whoa, hang on.
What's Babe Station?
but I'm surprised they didn't incorporate it into TVs because you could have a situation where you have adverts
I thought they
on.
Did.
What the actual Kinect itself? So it,
not
it,
the actual Kinect, but the whole idea of gesture stuff. No, they had that for a while. There was a whole phase of that.
Yeah, but gestures are different from what I'm thinking of because if with the Kinect, it knew which person was in the room, didn't it? So if I stood in front of it and you stood in front of it, it would change profile and it immediately it would pick you up. So what TVs could do is know that you were in the room watching the TV and I was sat next to you and it could advertise to us. And then if one of the kids came in, it would stop advertising Grindr and do other little things as well.
Or it might continue to advertise Grindr, which case it's like,
yeah
Jimmy.
When your daughter walks in the room and suddenly the Tinder pops up, you're like, I thought a few Samsung TVs did a similar sort of thing for a while when Kinect was like the big thing when it came out with the first Xbox Ones.
And then
it sort of like everyone thought it was stupid because, again, you wave your arm and the volume goes up to 50 or you go down like that.
Yeah.
There was the whole thing of doing that as well to switch it off and all this kind of thing.
Can I just say, by the way, this talk of this gesturing on the television, it reminds me of an experience that you had, Lee, when you went round to a certain person's house to set up voice control. And it was, my name? My
voice is my password.
My voice is my password.
Yeah. A friend of ours at the time, Mark, he was all about the Macintoshes and Apple Macs. Apple Macs are the best thing ever. And it was when MacBook Pros went through this whole thing of having a voice password.
Early days of voice recognition.
Early days. And he got it all set up and he was trying to show us it. And it was like, okay, fine. And then we went through it and we set it all up. And then he was sort of like, comes into the room and he puts it down. And he just goes, my voice is my password. Yeah. And he sort of like gets in and he goes, access granted. So it's like, okay, fine. After about the third or fourth time of him opening this fucking thing up and going, my voice is my password, you started to realize that he was doing this whenever it was super quiet. So if you walk past with a packet of crisps, you'd completely fuck him up. So he'd be sitting there and he'd go, my voice is my password. My voice is my password. Meanwhile, we're all walking past going, and he's going, my voice is my password. And he's going, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. And he's going, my voice is my password. He's trying to find all these emphases to get around the fact that I'm walking past going. Yeah. Sort of going right next to the mic.
Breathing too close to him. That's basically another one as well.
Yeah. Or standing next to him and going. That was a good one. Because he'd be like, my voice is my. I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Once again, it's a nice idea. But when it's good in a production meeting, if you got like 16 or 17 people around a table going, what? I think we should do voice activation. And they will look at each other going, yes, why don't we do this? This is amazing. Brilliant.
And then in go the distance, do it. You see the IT man who's just caught wind of this just slowly turn to look at him and is like,
yeah, slowly slides down the wall going, why, God, why?
Yeah, we've got a meeting in 5 minutes. Can you set it up for us? Yeah. I'm not even supposed to be here.
Speaking about the whole voice thing, on the PlayStation 4 and the 5 controllers, there's a microphone in it.
Yes.
And a speaker as well.
Yes.
I only have one game that does anything with that. which is the Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's the worst possible game to have with this kind of feature. So the idea is you play the game. As you're playing the game, you'll have a couple of team members with you. But yeah. every now and again, a couple of team members will split off and they're talking to you through their communications units. When they do, it comes out of the controller.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Guardians of the Galaxy is one of those games where they're already talking far too fucking much. You know, just talking like random bullshit. You know, it's like, oh, Quill, remember when I defeated the packet of crisp monster on the planet Zargon Blorg? And everyone's going, yeah, you remember you got all that splurg on the Flurgenderg. You're like, I don't fucking care. You're just talking shit. Just stop. And then they walk off. And then all of a sudden, through the tinny little speaker in your controller, like, hey, Quill, do you remember when I did this? Fucking shut up!
Defeated the cricket Chris Monster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, do you remember when we got those bubblegum monsters on Planet Perv?
What?
What comedian is it that does the little man voice? The little man trapped in a box voice.
Oh, it's what? Like, Phil Cool.
Phil? No, not Phil Cool. No, there's a comedian today that does it. He does. He's like one of the few people who can actually convincingly sound like a man. Oh, Rob Brydon. That's it.
Oh,
he does
yes.
Man trapped in a box. Hmm. Right? It's tiny man trapped in a box voice. And it actually does sound like a tiny man trapped in a box.
Oh, no.
Great vocal control.
Well, these ideas have to start somewhere, though, don't they?
But what for? I mean, what possible gain can you get from the fact that now no longer are you playing the game with your headphones on and not annoying your family, but now you're playing it with your headphones on and the fucking controller's blasting it out to the rest of the room?
There was also the 3DS. No, not sorry, the DS, sorry. Mm. And there was games on there where you had to, let's say, blow a feather. I know there was a game that you had to blow a feather and there was a microphone right in the middle, wasn't it? And so you had to get it and pull it up to your face and go.
They've put that back in the 5. They've put that back in the 5.
Have they?
Controller. Right. Yeah, that's another thing. Because again, right, hold on. I don't know if you can.
I bet there's one game where you have to blow a feather now.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I can figure so many dodgy applications for that.
Yeah, it probably doesn't show up very well, but there's a little tiny hole just there with the top of my finger.
Yep.
That's the microphone. So you can actually, you play a game where you've got propellers and you go and all that kind of business. Again, why would you do this?
Yeah.
Why am I playing a game like that?
Right.
because I haven't got one of them
sniffing
yet.
Sniffing my own thumb.
This big, big button here that's not used on absolutely anything, really. Well, you can use sides of it. It's not used in the way that they wanted, like a little trackpad, didn't they? What happens on the 5 with that sort of area? Have you still got that
same
sort of area?
Yeah, same deal. It's just there, but it's a bit more. I guess it's firstly, it's a bit bigger, not by much. Thinking about it, yeah, it's about half the size again.
Yep.
And it's a bit more sensitive. And again, a couple of games have it where you sort of can stroke it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of, yeah. So you got like inventory screens where you can kind of go flip, 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 and you flip through the inventory screens and tap it like a button. I got to be careful because if my PlayStation comes on, it spends an hour going bling, 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 in the background. But
That's why when we were talking about voice activation stuff, I didn't mention, you know, certain voice activated products that we use in the house daily. Now play music.
Can do that with the Xbox as well, can't you? The Xbox One, turn it on just via your voice.
Only if you've got the Kinect.
Oh, okay.
You can do it with the PlayStation 4 and a 5.
Can you?
Okay.
Yeah.
How?
If you got the microphone on the four, you can activate it with a remote, because it actually says about voice activation when you plug the microphone in the bottom. When you
please
plug the microphone
switch
in the bottom.
On. Please,
but I've picked up the controller already, and I'm going to turn it on with that little button there.
So, yeah, I know. Which again makes the whole microphone voice stuff coming out of a controller completely and utterly pointless.
Yeah.
And again, same with the five. You got a control. You got the ability to have the microphone in there, and then, or you can have the headphones that have got microphones built into them. And you can do voice controls, and it's like, I don't care. I've got a thumb, a button, and a screen.
It's all you need.
I mean, it's only for wankers who want to feel like they're in Star Trek all the time. Who want to go, computer, show me the game. And it's like,
No.
By the time they've done that and it's recognized it, you might as well just gone plop.
Yep.
You know, it's just,
computer, what about, flush my toilet.
What about these other controllers that you can get with the extra buttons and the long fingers that run down the back of the controller for like speed playing and stuff like that? Do they come as standard? And
I had one of those for the Xbox, right? I bought this non-branded one. Okay, it lasted me quite a while. It was pretty good, but it was like trying to be an Xbox Elite controller. They had two buttons on the bottom.
Yep.
So you could hook it up. You could actually configure them to anything you wanted. So I suppose, you know, they were actually there to do a job rather than me just hitting them in frustration in certain games that didn't play properly. Honestly, it wasn't my fault. I'm good at playing games. The games are rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The paddles on the bottom of the handles, that was the Xbox Elite controller.
Okay.
And that had all sorts of extra stuff like things you could change and extra, and you could program the buttons underneath.
You could change the flaps as well. You could unscrew certain bits of it, take them off, replace them.
Yeah, you can change the width of it and all sorts of stuff.
So were they extra buttons on top of what you've already got?
Yeah, programmable ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like Mad Cat's controllers in the day.
Except Mad Cat's cost you like £15, whereas the Xbox Elite controller, I think, cost you £150.
Ouch. Something like that, yeah. It's ridiculous. You know, really? I think they're a bit standard now. It comes with the big monolith Xbox, the X.
The Series X.
Series X, the one that if I'm going to swap out, if I'm going to trade up, it's going to be that one I'm going to, not the bloody digital one. I've got too much stuff on disc here to want to just go completely digital. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you the silliest controller I ever saw was the Dreamcast. Do you remember the Dreamcast?
Yes. Hold on. Didn't the one on the Dreamcast have a big slot in the middle of it? You could put a little screen in, and then you play. If you went out, you could take that with you and play
like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
I never understood that at all.
No.
It was a game save. It was a game save, and so the game save would actually be in the screen. But no, there was a fishing game on the Dreamcast.
The bass game.
That's it.
Yes.
And you actually got a fishing rod up to the point there was a rod with a little dial.
Yeah,
little
my cousin twirly had one, handle. Yeah. Yeah.
The stupidest bloody thing
and
ever.
And they had to sit there flicking away.
Yeah.
Flicking and wind and flick.
Yeah, wind and flick. Wasn't that it Star Wars All Day Special? Stir around, whisk, and stir around, whisk.
Wind and flick.
Wind and flick. Yeah. But enough about my wedding night.
Right, I've got two more to show you on the video, which probably would never ever see the light of day because the quality has been so bad. But
it's fine, mate.
This thing.
Go on. A four game for a PlayStation 1.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
Laying
down, because you had to plug this into your PlayStation if you wanted more than two players to play.
That's right. And you could have four saves.
That's right, yeah, because you've got the memory card slots, haven't you? Yes.
Memory card slots, yeah.
I think I used this once.
Because you don't have more than four friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I used it once. If I was playing with someone, the screen was never big enough to incorporate more than four people on the screen or like track and field or anything like that. It just wasn't possible. It wasn't, the tech wasn't there at all.
No, I think it was because it came out, the PlayStation came out, and then either just slightly before or just slightly after the Nintendo 64 came out, and that had four slots on the front.
Yeah.
for four players. So people were playing GoldenEye and all that kind of shit, weren't they? And,
yeah.
Which was lovely, but but again, you still need four friends.
That's true, yeah.
Not easy. No. Not easy if you're a gamer who doesn't go out of the house.
And he's quite happy not having friends as well.
That's right.
But also, this thing,
go on.
I kind of blame for the loss of my GCSEs.
Go on, then.
And this is my original one.
What the fuck is that? Darren?
Yep.
You see that?
Hang on. There we go.
What is that? Foot pedal?
That's my foot pedal for my Amiga 500.
Oh, my God.
Bloody on fire.
And look, here are the instructions. Hang on. I've got to get it ready for the camera. Oh, nuts.
Yeah,
I'm plugging it in to the computer.
Crikey.
Now, right. This. And what would you play with that?
Okay. Well, it would be Grand Prix. And you'd have... You wouldn't have a steering wheel. You'd have a joystick. Mm. And then you have all of these selections to do with the pedals right in the middle. And you can...
Right.
So let me get this. So on here, we have like joystick. And so this can override the movements of the joystick. So if you was playing a racing game, and normally you would push forward... to go forward and pull back to go back, this would replace pushing forward with pressing this button here, the accelerator.
Right. Mm.
And then to change gear, instead of pressing the button on the joystick, you could press that for the change gear. And then you could have the brake in the middle. I freaking love this thing. I spent hours and hours stepping on this thing.
Oh my God. right.
I never got into racing games during my Amiga days. I got in Indy 500.
Yep.
And all I did was go round the lap once, spin out, then go, fuck this, turn around and drive the wrong way around the track. Yep. That tended to be my entire... I never did 500 laps of that ever.
No, I didn't either. But it has got the old, was it the 9-pin thing?
Well, they used to call it a 9-pin plug, but it wasn't. It was like 14 pins or something, wasn't it? 14 little square.
I flipping love this. This is my actual one that I had from years ago.
Wow.
I still want to get an Amiga so I can play with this.
An Amiga? With what? Grand Prix?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be terrible. I know there are better systems to play it on, but...
Hold on, I'm on eBay. I'm gonna sort this out for you.
I've done this so many. Not the box.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Are you on Amiga 500 or a 1200?
I can't afford anything like that. If it,
I could sell you an Amiga. This dodgy bloke sold me one many years ago.
Right? A 1200, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's got a mass co-processor in it, Darren. Oh, yeah. It's a sexy piece of kit, this one. Is it? Yeah. Oh, processes graphics faster than you can shake a graphic at. Yeah.
I've
still got mine in the attic somewhere.
No, it was. I mean, I got my fun out of it. It was good. You know,
yeah, he got his fun out of it. I got the 100 quid off him, and I bought myself a PC.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I've actually found a picture of that very first console I had. This is the Binatone game system. I don't know if you can see it there.
Just about.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
dials and switches and God knows what else. I don't know if I can just cover over the light if you can see it properly.
That's all right. No, it's all right. That's cool. We can see it.
There you
looks
go.
Looks like a defibrillator.
It is.
You take the paddles out.
You can play games on it and save a life. It's, this is it.
Games save lives.
Wow.
There you go. Commodore Amiga 500 Plus, the 1 meg version.
Yeah, I did have the 1 meg on mine.
Yeah, 199 quid.
What? 199 quid?
Yep.
Not on 50 or something like that.
Nope, that's with games as well.
Oh, right, okay.
How many games?
Quite a few by the looks of this.
It'd probably be all the games because everyone had all the games because they were so easy to copy.
Lemmings.
There is an Amiga 500 emulator coming out, a proper one with a proper... Well, it's out, actually. You can buy it with a proper keyboard. Or you can buy the mini version and get a USB keyboard ready.
Is there a mini version of the Amiga 500?
Yeah. There's one of the Atari... was it Commodore 64 as well, which I was... I was actually quite tempted to buy, and then I found out that the keyboard didn't work. It was just there for show.
No, so though, I tell you what, I saw the other day, because I went down a rabbit hole with retro games, which is this has suddenly changed into a retro gaming thing.
Yeah.
Ha ha, hello. Put my other hat on. But
my hungry Horace hat, there we go.
Yeah, exactly. My Horace goes skiing hat. but if you get a Raspberry Pi 3 or a Raspberry Pi 4.
Yep.
You can get that with an emulator, and you can. There's a company in Germany that actually does like 3D printed and fully wired up connections, like the old 14 pin square connections.
Oh, okay, right? Yeah.
That you can plug into the Raspberry Pi. So you could, in theory, get a Raspberry Pi, get the connector, plug that in.
Yep. Have a joystick with it as well.
Have a joystick with it that plugs in the old 14-pin joystick, and then put all your games, which you could download off of places like Lemon 64 and all these kind of places, and stick them on a little tiny, like one of those little kind of tiny micro SD cards.
Yep.
Fit the entire library on, and the game, and it all plays proper.
Right.
And HDMI as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Because nobody on earth is using SCART anymore. Let's be honest.
No, that was a terrible choice, wasn't it? Let's all just bow our heads and go, oh, yes, thank goodness that day is over now.
Yeah. You've
got to be careful as well when you buy something expensive like that. You say like that, you know, they recreate, bring it, and you're like, oh, this is great, fantastic. I'm going to play loads of stuff on it, and you get it, and you play. You just load up the games to see what they look like.
Yep.
And then you put it to one side and it just sits there as a relic in the corner gathering dust. It's like, well, that was good.
It's that need, though, isn't it? I want and can't have. And as soon as you got it, you're like, well, okay, I can play it anytime I want now. And now is not the time. It'll be tomorrow or next week or 3 years.
Oh, I don't know. I think you know, changing the subject slightly, obviously, we're moving on to nostalgia now. But, I mean, I have to say, I found the other day a YouTube channel which was nothing but music from old games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it had video of the games playing while the music was playing, like little pop videos, but with the music. Oh, man. I tell you what, I sat there for about 3 hours down that rabbit hole.
Did it?
It's like,
did it have? Mm-hmm. Did it have Rambo First Blood Part 2?
Yes, it did. And there was another one which was Monty on the Run, and there was loads of old games. And you're just sitting there going,
Gods?
But Gods, they've remade Gods, though, haven't they?
Yes, I've got that on the Xbox, but you can actually switch it between modern graphics and the original.
I think I'd have to go with the original.
Mm. Yeah. The theme tune has been tempered with slightly.
Oh, no, that was a massive thing about it.
Yeah. In fact, I've actually got an MP3, I think it was these were free ones. They were Lee, I think it was from you. There were sites where they were doing remixed versions. They were doing buffed up or modern day equivalent versions of old Amiga game tunes. You gave me about five.
Play Radio.
Yeah.
And Remix 64.
Yeah, I've got the one for Speedball, a modern version of that. I've got a modern version of Cannon Fodder, the war has never been so much fun.
Beautiful, yes.
What else was there? There's Rambo First Blood Part 2. There's even the Ocean Loader screen. I've got that as well. And what is it? Xenon as well, you know.
That was done by Bomb the Base, though.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Bomb the Base, Mega Blast.
Yeah.
So there's. Oh, we're going down a rabbit hole here.
I meant to speak to you, so have you got any more?
Yeah, I've got loads, mate.
It's like, these are actually really good. I need more of my machine, you know.
Yeah, I've got tons of that shit, mate. I mean, we did an entire episode on that, didn't we, Elton?
We did 8-bit music. This was like ended a couple up with years me
just
ago.
humming tracks down the line at you while you just sat there listening nonplussed to me just going, and it goes do 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 do, and it's just like, what the fuck is he on about?
What was that?
What?
That tune you just did there, was that Shadowfire?
Yes.
It was. Yes. Fucking Shadowfire. Yes. Yeah. Oh,
there's
man.
An orchestral version of that done by an entire orchestra, and it's on YouTube.
Oh, man. I used to love Shadowfire. That was great.
Ben Dalgleish.
Yeah.
He's passed away now, but he's, yeah, but there's an entire symphony, like 80 piece orchestra playing it.
Man.
Brilliant. It's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. He says, not knowing what the fuck we're talking about. Brilliant.
Yeah. Like, it sounds good. I'd like to go see one of them orchestra things where they do all the, like the Metal Gear Solid music and stuff like that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Darren, book it and we'll go.
Okay. Let's get three of us sitting.
Darren, book it, we'll go.
Well, no, he can pay. And then,
who the fuck's we?
Have you met Darren?
Yeah, I'll pay for it. Yeah, sure.
I'll pay you back.
I'm sure you will. Yeah.
There was a video game music concert in Hull or something a couple of years back. Yeah, hold on.
Well, I know they do a lot for things like the Final Fantasy games with the big orchestral type setups for those. You know. I've been to, of course, there's the film ones that they do, but yeah. Oh man, if they had somebody went up there and they did a big sort of like, old retro video games. And I'm not talking from the beginning of 2000. No, I'm talking way back there, the beginning of the 80s. We're talking 8-bit machines. Music from that. Mind you, if they did the Spectrum section, could you sit there listening to the Ghostbusters theme tune?
They wouldn't do that. Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I remember that one, yes.
Hold on.
I think we did that on the 8-bit episode as well. I'm sure we touched on that.
Because there was the whole thing of having to listen to the voice, but you had to play it through your cassette player.
That's
it.
And he goes,
Ghostbusters!
Dear God.
I'm going to stop it now, he says, realizing that the royals have come off.
Again.
No, look, we got like 15 minutes left. So is there anything else that you would like to go across? And any other controllers that you want? Because, I always wanted like an analog joystick. And I remember going up to the Silica shop to buy an analog joystick and ended up coming out with one of these ones with like it wasn't an analog one. It was, what's the opposite of the analog one? It's just like a digital. Digital, just on, off, left, right. But I paid like 50 quid for this and my dad hit the roof. And I had to pretend to him that it was an analog. I went, look how silky smooth it is. And I went like this and click. And not quite. And it goes this way as well. Look how silky smooth it is. Click.
Back then, 50 quid could buy you a flat in Kensington,
yes,
couldn't it?
It was bonkers.
Yes. Right, yeah. Way back in the early 80s,
I had the one like that. The only one I got like that, which was even remotely close, was when I was getting really into PC gaming, and I got myself a Cytec Commander.
Ooh,
which was like a proper it was. It was like a proper joystick, like proper flight joystick with a remote.
Another little joystick on the side for the speed.
Yep, that's it. One on the side for speed, like a little flipper. Then the controllers themselves, there was like three different buttons on the top. There was a trigger.
Yeah.
The joystick itself would turn as well as move around.
Yeah.
So it had a sort of extra axis, and the whole idea was that was controlling your tail.
Oh, that's like your pedals instead, yes? Okay.
Yeah, you could get a pedal version of it, but that was going to cost me extra.
We knew what the ladies wanted back then. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I was rolling in it. They were knocking my
daddy's door.
They were beating down my door. Show me your Cytec joystick. Yeah. Is it the gunmetal grey one that looks carbon fiber? Yes, it fucking is. Yeah. Is it real carbon fiber? No. And then they left.
Oh,
has it got a textured handle as well?
It did. It had a textured handle, and it had holes machine drilled into the buttons, so it made it feel like it was really
you could sunbathe in its roof gardens and take a dip in its heated plunge pool.
Yeah, they still do them. Cytec still do them. I'm looking now.
Really?
Cytec's still going?
Yeah, Cytec is still going. Yeah, the X52 Pro flight system. Oh, bloody hellfire. You know, you should see this thing. I wish I could share the screen, actually.
By the way, you mentioned Silica Shop, Elton.
Yes.
Right. Yep. Well, one of the game shops, I still remember it to this day, and Lee will probably remember it as well. Mm. The one in the Shortlands in Bromley called The Village. Yes. Yes. Where I think I bought The Great Space Race. Everybody else is playing things like Raid Over Moscow and, wow, this is fucking brilliant.
You just bought the thing that was £1.50. That's all you did. And it had a biggest case.
Yeah, the biggest case. And it was the biggest pile of shit. That's why it had a big case. It was. It was just like you'd sit there and it'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Look, that's
beautiful. That's gorgeous. There you go.
Is that like throttle control on the other one as well?
Yeah, throttle controls, and there's three buttons on the throttle control. Yeah, and then there's a bunch of buttons up the top there. Then there's a button on the back.
Yep.
There's a little. Yep, it's all spring loaded. There's a digital display on this bit.
Okay.
Gives you feedback. Yep. Flick switches, the whole nine yards. It's proper, that was. Cost you an absolute mint nowadays.
Oh, don't you miss them days?
When you had disposable income?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Right, hold on. I've got a picture here of
one of these.
Oh, if they've got a...
And getting further away by the minute.
This was the one of the Kempston joysticks that I had. If I can get the bloody picture to show up. Give me a second.
Yeah, that joystick, by the way, the one I just showed you, now you can buy it from Currys or Amazon or just Google paying or whatever it is, and it costs you, on average, about £150.
Wow.
Blimey. There you go. There's some bloke selling one on eBay at the moment, but that was a Kempston joystick. That's the one I had. And it
they used to have the Leaf... Yeah, turbo switch for auto fire, and they used to have metal leaf switches. So they're basically little pieces of copper that would just touch together.
Yep.
And eventually, after playing like frantically, like 4 hours of playing Daily Thompson's Decathlon, those switches inside would bend to fuck.
To never touch again.
And you'd have to open them up, and you'd open them up and you'd bend them back. And you just know that one day you'd go bang and you'd move it too far and that bit would snap and that'd be the end of it.
Yep.
That would be it, yeah.
The invention of the micro switch was the big, big jump forward.
But Daily little tiny Decathlon, man. That and Hypersports and those were joystick killers.
Oh, definitely.
You know,
Daily Thompson Decathlon and a quick shot joystick, because they were Leaf and they didn't have switches, used to be able to... Hold on. You used to be able to lift them upside down and waggle it like that. So you waggle it like upside down and the joystick itself would roll backwards and forwards.
Okay.
So you grab hold of the top and waggle it.
Do you know what? I remember there'd be poured beer all over me table. Many a day when I used to sit in my bedroom waggling my joystick.
Closest I got to that, because I would destroy it, because when I bought that £50 joystick, I tried a game with that and I was like, oh no, I'm never ever doing that with that joystick again. But when we got on to playing like track and field on the PlayStation, we'd get socks and put socks on our hands and then do that the rub between the two buttons.
Yeah, the rolling between
them. It works so. That was a game changer. That day that we found out that we can put a sock on our hands and it just smoothly glides in between the two buttons. And
my
then,
socks wouldn't.
Then records.
I like the fucking blade of a hockey stick. After a while. that weren't the buttons he was rubbing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like cracking in the first poppadom of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah. Here's me sock.
A job. I'll tell you what, you could go outside, lob them. And then if you could just watch them go around the garden and come back to it again.
And if you're not take careful, the tops of your hedge off.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're not careful, it's like that scene from Mad Max 2 where the kid throws the metal boomerang and it chops a bloke's fingers off.
Yeah, you know? Or Wild Wild West where they've got that blade flying along behind them and they've got the metal bits.
Indeed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't roll that over my joystick.
No.
No.
I wouldn't roll it anywhere. No.
No. No. Or over my keyboard.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Great for keeping a page, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, if you got a particularly tough bit of bread and you wanted to cut a slice.
No. You wouldn't eat it afterwards, though.
No, you stick it in the toaster. Everything burns off. Anything lives after that, you know, it's welcome to it.
Yep. So there we go. It's a concealed weapon.
Yeah.
In the suitcase. Mm. It's like James Bond. Now, pay attention, Bond. this is the wanky sock.
Yeah. We've got Spunky Sock. Spunky Sock.
It's a bit crusty, but there's a reason for that.
It's only been 3 days old. It's been over the radiator, so it's perfectly dry.
Yeah. Do-do-do, do-do-do. Fucking in the middle of a fight trying to peel it off the radiator and it comes off that shape.
I'll tell you, throw it at a bad guy, hits him in the face, and suddenly he's like John Hurt from Alien.
Yeah.
Use it as a grappling hook, then, couldn't you?
You
could, yeah.
You use it to climb up the side of a mountain.
More just Velcro than Velcro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Oh. Mm. Okay. Well, I feel like we've gone off-piste a little bit there.
And we just.
So, final thoughts, guys, before we wrap it up.
Best controller was the keyboard.
Best controller, keyboard. Really? Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. I think so. Keyboard and mouse.
And a keyboard layout as well that you could put over the keyboard, so you would like Gunship. Like all the other games.
Oh, Gunship. Oh, Microsoft Gunship. Yeah. MicroProse Gunship.
Yeah.
Oh, I was only thinking about that the other day, actually. Why don't we get Helicopter Sims?
What's that? Silent Service? That as well.
Yeah, where you were a submarine.
Elite. Yeah. Well, where's the keyboard overlay? But we know the keys. Oh, but you can't play it without the keyboard overlay.
No, you have to have the keyboard overlay.
You may know the keys, but you're not playing the game until you put the overlay over the keyboard. Then you know you're in the game.
You know what? I can still remember my keyboard configuration from the ZX Spectrum when I used to play games on there, and it's QAOP, Z for
and
fire.
And space to fire.
Yeah, space or Z to fire.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
that was that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we would draw it to a conclusion there. Thank you, gentlemen, for this.
That's okay.
Once we got onto a roll and all the technical things and everyone disbanded us from Twitch because the actual feed has been so terrible, it all went smoothly after that. So
there are appearing to be two users in the chat.
Are there?
Extra More and UK.
I haven't been looking in the chat room.
Nothing's been happening, mate. Honestly, it's because
you're fine there.
We kept dropping in and out because everyone's on my internet at the moment, so we got no chance of actually having a smooth service. There's still things for me to iron out, but I will persist with this, and people will continue to be annoyed with me. On the plus side, people still would need to download it as a podcast. So
Yeah.
Lots of heavy editing to be done, though.
Lots.
I think so. Mm. By the way, just for your own reference, I've put it in the chat on Facebook, but that's the Steel Battalion controller.
Okay.
Just so you can see it for real. I'll have a look. Buttons on the bastard thing.
I'll have a look in a minute. I daren't change any settings at the moment or even run my mouse across the screen because I feel like it's going to cut time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So it uses up valuable resources doing that.
It does, yes. It does on this computer.
We shouldn't do this for Black Dog then, is what you're saying.
I think if you're running it, you're going to be fine.
Okay.
It's just cool. Me streaming it. I need to work out a better solution than what we've got at the moment, which is
cool.
I thought I was there.
I thought you were there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what though. When it looks blurry on this side on the old Zencaster, yeah. It doesn't on Twitch.
Is it looking right? Okay?
Hmm. Yeah.
Excellent.
So I don't know what the deal is with that. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so
on-air production meeting.
Yeah, no. Where can people find you guys if they want to find you after this?
If they ever want to find us again, we'll be serving 25 to life.
Yeah, and mashed potatoes as well.
Yeah. Dow.
Why are you? Oh, come on, man. You know you're the one with all the info. You just do this because you know it's like blackdogpodcast.com.
There we go.
There you go.
See? I know that.
It's only been 12 years, it's but you can do it.
Ree's got she's got like a producer feed straight into my earphone and yeah. Cutting to camera two.
Yes.
The camera one.
Yeah.
Back to camera two.
You can find us both along with you, Mr. Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On the Black Dog Podcast. Which is blackdogpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can't find us on Spotify because they don't like our music selection.
Yep.
No.
And you can also find us on Twitter.
Hey, Neil Young's not on Spotify, so Black Dog's not on Spotify. So there you go. Good company.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Joe Rogan. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/theblackdogpodcast.
Cool. And you can find me over at rogue2media.com, and I will promise to get this sorted out in future. I'm just going to draw it to a close. So thank you, gentlemen, once again. And it's now time for me to say, please leave quietly. This is a residential area.